When I was growing up, every summer, my parents had a vegetable garden. Me and my brothers and my parents, we really enjoyed having a garden every summer. We enjoyed the fresh produce that it gave us, enjoying tomatoes and cucumbers and zucchini and squash, green beans, all those good things all throughout the summer months. Really made you feel good to have that self-sufficiency, to have a garden bear fruit after all the hard work you put into it. Now, me and my brothers, we didn't necessarily always enjoy the hard work that went into it, you know, watering and weeding and mulching. Sometimes we did that a little reluctantly, but we all enjoyed the fresh produce that this garden gave us. Inspired by my parents' example, this past year during the lockdown, I decided to have my own little garden. It was a little portable garden. I had a couple potted plants because I'm always moving back and forth between home and seminary and whatever assignment I'm at. So I had a little potted garden. I had a tomato plant, a few peppers, a rosemary shrub. I put in hard work. I watered them. I fed them. I took care of them, tended them, made sure they got enough sunlight. One thing that struck me about this experience, my little first time garden experience, was that each plant needed its own special care. My tomato plant was quite particular about the amount of water that it got. Too much and it would let me know, and too little it would look a little wilted and let me know that I needed to water it, so I had to find that balance. One of my pepper plants, at one point during the summer, the bugs were just really getting after it. So I had to give it special attention to care for it, to make sure that it survived through the summer and produced fruit. And then my little rosemary shrub, well, it was its own independent little thing and produced more rosemary than I knew what to do with. So it was interesting to see how each plant needed its own special type of care. Our spiritual lives are in very much the same way, very similar to a garden. Our spiritual life must be watered, it must be tended to, and each of us has a unique spiritual life that has its own special needs. Not a single one of us are the same. We all have our own needs. And in the first parable in today's gospel, we hear about how the Lord is always at work in our hearts. You know, sometimes in our spiritual lives, it can feel like we're going through a dry period in prayer. Or we can look at our neighbor and say, you know, look how the Lord is working in their lives. Why is God not working that way in mine? But this first parable reminds us that the Lord is always at work. Even when it doesn't seem like we can see him, he's still there working. And this first parable also teaches us patience, because the seed needs time to grow. Now, that was hard for me with my own little plants. I was putting in so much work and caring for them so much. It's hard for me to be patient, to wait till what seemed like forever for them to start producing fruit. And so these parables, they teach us that the Lord is always at work, and there's a patience needed in our spiritual life. And so we can take great comfort and great courage in knowing that the Lord is always at work. But on the other hand of things, we can't trust so much in the Lord that we forget to cooperate with how he's working. We can't be so patient to the point of being passive when it comes to our spiritual life. The Lord needs our cooperation. He needs us to work with him, to sometimes provide our own water, or to weed out habits that are hindering our spiritual life. So the Lord needs our cooperation. We can't be so patient to get to the point of being passive. I think we are in a unique time right now as life starts to get back to normal a little bit, as we start to go back to doing things as we used to do before, you know, shut down before COVID and all those things. We have a unique opportunity to fight against being passive in the spiritual life by putting God first in our lives. As we kind of go back to doing things normal, starting to add things back into our schedule, rather than just going back to how we always did things, I think God is using this time as an opportunity to say, hey, you can put me first. I've cleaned the slate for you. I've wiped things perfectly clean for you. There's this new patch of soil, perfectly tilled and ready for seeds to be planted. And I think he's asking us, will you put me first? A great opportunity that we have. One example that I'm thinking of is maybe we use this opportunity to sign up for a holy hour, something that maybe didn't fit into our schedule before, but as we start going back to work in the offices, as we start doing activities that we used to do, maybe activities like making a holy hour, or maybe praying with our family before we go to bed, or before we eat meals, things like that, can take pride of place in our heart. St. Paul, in our second letter, says that we are courageous because we have faith in the Lord. Sometimes it can be scary to give more time to the Lord in our lives. What if this doesn't work out? What if I don't get all the things I need to get done? Be courageous because we have faith in the Lord. If we give time to the Lord gives it back to us tenfold. The reward, the fruit of it, is more than we can imagine, especially when we have the patience to allow the Lord to work in the background. And so, as we enter back into ordinary time for the summer, as our lives go back to normal a little bit, and we have this fresh garden patch sitting in front of us, which seeds are we going to plant first? Will we plant the seeds of faith first, or will we plant the seeds of the world?